You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is the wonderful track Lethal. Proteins of Magic with Lethal. We have got Proteins of Magic herself in the studio. Kia ora, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, thank you.
It's so nice to have you in here today. We were just chatting off air about Splore on the weekend. That looked like a lot of fun.
It was. It was wild, yeah. I was lucky to play on the Friday night as things were all gearing up, and the Naked Eye tent was full and everyone was having lots of fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Bit of a sort of packing as much sort of summer into one weekend as possible feeling going on out there this weekend, I reckon. How did it feel to be on the stage with that kind of vibe?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was lots of different energies flying around. And I was just trying to grab a hold of what I could. And
that's pretty special. You've just got back to Aotearoa from being over in Nashville, which is where you sort of split your time between there and here. Mm-hmm. What's it been like writing and recording? We're going to listen to a brand new song of yours today, which is very exciting.
It is exciting.
An album as well, an EP rather, which is coming out.
Yeah.
You've been busy. What's been going on?
I have been writing, and my new single, Divine Physics, is kind of, I guess, the gateway of what's to come with the EP, the production style and whatnot, and been working hard on trying to write good stuff. It's hard.
there is quite a tonal shift, I reckon, in this new track. There's something a bit sort of maybe sort of dronier, grittier in that sound. Is there, was that something that you found yourself actively stepping into the space of?
Yeah, it was. It is. I want things to be more elemental. I want I find it for myself, it's easier to focus on the emotion and the intent of the song if there's less production going on. And I'm really, that's where I'm gearing towards. Yeah.
So what does that look like for you in the writing process or the construction of a song?
I feel like it gives me more space because I'm less concerned about, figuring out all the production, and it's more like, oh, this is kind of what it's going to be. It's going to be simple. It's going to be elemental. And, yeah, it actually takes the stress out of it a bit.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. I mean, anyone who's seen you play knows it's quite a magical experience and also quite a journey as well.
Right.
And it feels like that listening to, I mean, all of the songs we've already heard, but this new song has something of that kind of journey built into it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered a wee bit what it's like for you creating those songs. We've talked about your writing process a wee bit before, but this feels like, you know, a wee bit of a gear shift or a mentality shift mm-hmm. in the way you were thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you, I guess, sit down to put Divine Physics together? What was that process like?
I definitely sat down with a really strong intention. I needed to write a record or an EP, and I just knew that I wanted every word to be so truthful and to feel at peace with it. And I don't think I felt that with a song that I've written before.
Mm.
And so it took a long time to come out. And it was really painful and a difficult process, but yeah, it finally did, and it was worth the work.
Yeah, totally. Are you quite a solitary person when you're working on your music? Do you sort of wait till it's quite ready to go before you show other people?
Yeah, I feel like I've learned the hard way with that. Just don't, yeah, because then I can get scared, so I try to have something pretty fully formed now before passing it on to somebody else to work with. Yeah.
Yeah. Angel Hieroglyphics is the name of the EP. I love that as a name. Also love the DIY merch you're sporting today.
Yeah, thank you.
Which is, yeah. I'm assuming, the angel, perhaps, of the Angel Hieroglyphics going on. A very gothy angel.
Yeah, it's interesting, how, like, when you're making art, I don't know if you guys find this sometimes, but when you kind of, like, fall into this psychic slipstream.
Yeah.
And I actually made this stencil design a long time before writing Divine Physics and getting Angel Hieroglyphics going. But I feel like, yeah, it does kind of represent the work, this design, and how art has a funny way of telling the future sometimes.
Yeah, totally. Pulling you into spaces you didn't really know you were already heading into.
Yeah,
totally. What is that space of Angel Hieroglyphics? How would you kind of characterize that world?
Right. I think it's like a satellite orbiting the darker planets in our mind, where there's not necessarily language, but I can tell it through music.
Mm. I think that's a great way of describing it. That's sort of how I feel with that kind of, as I was saying, that droney, the rumbly kind of feeling that's in this. There is something of beyond language, beyond the thinking through what is the song about kind of thing.
You kind
of feel it in an elemental way.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, and the energy.
We are lucky to have you playing a few shows while you're back in Aotearoa this time. You're going to be playing one quite soon, actually.
Yes.
Lot 23.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the show. My friend Dream Chambers, she's just actually gotten back from Nashville.
Oh, wicked.
And she's like my best buddy. I only met her a couple of years ago, but weirdly, she's been living down the road from me in Nashville for 10 years.
That's so small
just met
world.
Her now. So it's actually quite sad to me because she's moving back here.
Yeah.
But now we do know each other and, you know, we're friends and she's able to play the show with me. She plays incredible modular synth music. She, takes her on a pretty epic journey with her performances and I can't wait. Yeah, March 4th at the Lot 23.
Excellent. Where do people go to get tickets for that one?
Under the Radar is the best spot. Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, Kelly, it's so great to have you in the studio exciting to hear about the new project. When is Angel Hieroglyphics as an EP going to be out in the world?
We're looking at September this year.
Cool. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And then this track is out properly into this week, I believe.
Yeah, so March 2nd.
Sneaky little early spin this morning. Lucky us.
Cool.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for popping in today. Always a pleasure. This is brand new Proteins of Magic. The track is Divine Physics.
When your quiet whispers, when you're ready, it shimmers. Angel Hieroglyphics. Some say divine physics.